Plum Love Foods, changing vegan lives one at a time.
On the next Plum Love Foods, we debunk the myth that bleach is not edible.
Plus, it's our peanut allergy or actor charades contest.
Plum Love Foods Live, turning your kitchen into the Terror Dome.
So wrap, date, and rotate because the boys are about to set your Nissan claws. Here are the Good Brothers.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to Thursday night, Jeffy. Welcome to Thursday night. It is. Let's get the date. We like to read the date now. I heard Jeffy and my professional, since I'm a professional broadcaster now, reading the date is important. It's Thursday.
That's what I hear.
February 25th, 2021. Year of our Lord. That's what it is, Jeffy. The good news is COVID seems to be in remission.
Yeah, from what I hear, it's backing up. People
it's
are getting vaccinated.
Up. It's finally warming up a bit here on the Northeast. The favorite chef competition has more and more and more stuff coming out about it being a scam. And I got to tack one of the things off of my bucket list today, Jeffy.
What was that?
It's been a good day. Today, I got to host a regular radio program on WNPR where I drank beer and talked about beer with cool beer people for a full hour.
It's amazing.
It was awesome, man. I'm telling you, listen, it was incredible. We had my friend Tyler Jones on from Black Hawk Brewing Company, which was great. And then, of course, we had Alisa Mercado. I can't remember her last name. She's a great brewer here in Connecticut as well. But great show, man. You can check that out on Seasoned. All the episodes are podcasted Seasoned on anywhere you get your fine podcast, Jeffy.
I love it. Seasoned.
Seasoned. That's right. That's right. Other great news in the world. You're back to work now. The COVID cowboy, the immunicorn himself. You've made it through. You're alive. You're well. And you're back to work
yep,
now.
Two meals under the belt, 2 days. It's really good. It's good to back. Good to see everybody. Good to be back in the public eye. It's beautiful.
That's fantastic, and I'm sure they were happy to see you, and you were happy to be back there. Tonight, it might just be us, buddy. I tell you what, we got a great guest. We'll talk about that in a second, but the Good Brothers are all. Dave is in Georgia doing his thing, and I think that Dan has some family commitments tonight, so it might just be you, me, and our guest tonight, brother.
That sounds perfect because our guest is more than enough.
Yeah, in just a few minutes, we're going to be joined by a good friend of mine from a very long time ago. We've kept in touch. Matt Stockman from the club at Hammock Beach, a destination golf resort in Florida, down in central Florida, kind of East Coast Florida, right on the ocean. Amazing golf resort. But we're going to talk to Matt a lot about banquets and conferences and things like that, because that's his neck of the woods there at the resort. And I want to find out, you know, how they handled the COVID thing, Jeffy. What they do? Is there changes they made? All the things that, you know, I think we've talked a lot of chefs. We've talked a lot of restaurants. We've talked a lot of servers. Hell, we even talked to bartenders. I don't think we've gone the banquet route yet, have we?
We haven't. And I'm actually excited to talk to him. He's already a good brother. I had a really good time talking to him off the air, and it's going to be a fun conversation. I could already tell.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, too. It's just one of those guys, when you talk to him, you immediately know he's good people.
Ready
to
tell.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly. We hit it off immediately. He's a good brother. Everyone's going to love him, and I'm excited to have him on. So.
Yeah, wow. That was really, you said that very quickly. How'd you learn how to talk so fast?
It might be the espresso.
Oh, you're having a little espresso tonight. Nice. I'm having
water.
I've already drank a shit ton of beer, so I'm actually drinking a little liquid death right now.
Ah, come on.
It's
in the name of
water.
Christ. The power of Christ compels you.
Listen, liquid death is a canned water that I enjoy very, very much, Jeffy.
Yeah, that evil witches put demons in, and then you give it to your kids because you're not knowing any better.
Actually, I don't share with my kids because, listen, if they drink my water, I'll get pissed.
See, good, because you don't want them. You don't want to come home and, you know, some weird shit. The head will be spinning. I seen The Exorcist. I know how that shit works.
I don't think it's the same thing.
Pretty sure.
I don't know about that. I'm enjoying it, but I do have a little bourbon here if I decide to reach over and take a swig of it, so that's the plan as well. Hey, we do have some fun guests coming up. We're also going to start our new series. I think we're just trying to start next week. Is that right, Jeffy, or the week after?
That, hopefully next week, yeah.
Just remind them.
Next week, we're going to start the Unsung Kitchen Heroes series, where we have a bunch of amazing nominees that we are going to get the person who nominated them on, talk about them, tell their story, and we teamed up with Ergo Chef, and we're going to award them an amazing new Ergo Chef knife and give them the accolade that they so rightly deserve.
It's a fantastic knife, by the way.
They're all great knives. I'm not sure which one are we giving. Which one are they giving up? Do you know?
I'm not sure yet. It might be the new Guy Fieri knife that they just came out with. Yeah, the new one. Either that or one of the crimson ones. I'm not sure. I'm obsessed because they are discontinuing the knife that I use. So they said, if you want to make it, we got to just make the Plum Love Foods or the Chef Plum version of it. So
I said, I love it.
We'll get there.
It's coming. We're gonna have t-shirts soon. Everything's happening, man. It's happening so fast. I feel like we're flying.
That's true. You do have the store. It's about to go live, which will be pretty cool. Hey, check it out. So make sure you submit on social media. We'll post it again this weekend. It'll be up so you can submit people. I think I've got 3 or 4 to send over to you. But just Unsung Kitchen Heroes, man. People who do amazing things in your kitchen who maybe don't get the credit they deserve. So definitely worth checking them out. Hey, if you haven't done so yet, also, I've been messing around a little bit with this Clubhouse app. Have you seen this app, Jeffy?
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah. Well, you know what it is? I mean, we've been friends with the Good Brothers over at Station Head for a long time. I feel like it's a very similar situation, just without the music.
Yeah, that's exactly what it... And it's a lot of people just, like, soapboxing about shit that I don't want to listen to.
There's a lot of that. But, you know, I was hanging out with our good friend of the show.
Basically, what I'm looking to do is I'm trying to find a better buzzword to use to sound more important, okay? And, like, I know you guys out there all understand what I'm talking about, right?
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
Listen... You know, good friend of the show, Ryan Peters, was on there. You know, Peters Pasta, you know, 2 million subscribers on TikTok. I went on and hung out with him for a little bit, and we chatted, and that part was pretty cool. But I think if you do it the right way, it could be pretty awesome. So I've been jumping on there a little bit. I was on there talking about our Unsung Kitchen Heroes segment that we're going to do, and people were loving it. So
that's dope. That's super dope. I think that's cool. At the same time, I feel like if you like Clubhouse so much, why don't you want Station Head where there's music and you can have Spotify and it's so dope. It works with Apple Music now.
Yeah, I'm curious. I wonder why Station Head, because Clubhouse, I mean, everybody, every celebrity on the planet is on Clubhouse now. But Station Head didn't go that route. It's interesting. They have some. They have a lot of well-known musicians, but yeah.
Probably no baby blood at Station Head.
Oh, Jesus. Come on. Do we have to go there?
None. Just saying.
Oh, Jesus. Jeffy, we can't. I can't handle it. I can't deal with it right now. I deal with it enough in my life.
Oh, yeah. You start plenty of conspiracies. Don't you do this to me.
Start them? No. I don't start them.
Oh, you've started plenty.
All right. Enough out of you. Check it out. I'm excited, man. We got a great guest tonight. We're going to talk all about banquets for a destination golf resort. I'm super excited to bring our good friend Matt Stockman here in just a second. But in the meantime, and in between time, I got to tell you about something, Jeffy. That is a new fun thing on the program, and this is not the music I want to use for it. Let's try this one. No.
Hmm.
Yeah. We're going to work with this one. So I got a brand new thing to tell you about. Listen, I don't know how many of you good brothers and sisters are out there getting off work at late night. You're sticking yourself late there, night. Eating that awful food. Jeffy, come on. We used to do this. We get off work late. We go get that cheeseburger, get 15 tacos. You know, you've done it.
Terrible for you.
It's awful. But you're a great
not
chef.
Good.
You're a great cook. You're a great chef. Here's what you gotta do.
I'm amazing.
You gotta check out Marley Spoon. Let me tell you what, Marley Spoon is super easy. You choose from 29 weekly recipes, pick a meal kit and a plan that suits your needs, choose favorite dishes. If you need to skip a week, it's no problem at all. Schedule the delivery. All you do is pick a date. They'll make it happen. If your plans change, you can adjust it. No worries. All the food sticks in an insulated box. And then just start cooking. Here's the cool part. You get this food all mise en place out for you, ready to rock and roll, Jeffy. That's it. It's all mise en place. There. 6 steps, they call it. That's all it takes.
That's dope. So basically, Marley Spoon's your new sous chef. You get out of work, she's already prepped it all up for you. You just got to slam it down. Next thing you're eating delicious food, right?
It's kind of like having Martha Stewart be your sous chef, because Martha Stewart and Marley Spoon are hand in hand.
Get the heck out of here.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah, you're going to want to drop the F-bomb. We're talking about Martha Stewart.
I don't know. I think Martha might drop F-bombs, though, on the DL.
I bet she does, too. Check out Marley Spoon. And when you go there, put in code. This is a great code. We're going to ask them to change this code. This is what we have right now. H20 Plum Love Food 40. That's code H20 Plum Love Food 40. And what you're going to get is $20 off their already lowest rate, Jeffy. And you can use that code 4 times.
So you can like for 4 times you can get on there and get that same $20 off?
$20 off whatever their best rate already is. Dude, you can basically get food for the week for like $6 from these people with this.
So really it's $80 off.
That's right. $80 off. There you go.
That's sick. Go Martha. Go Marley. I love you.
Check them out, marleyspoon.com. Promo code H20 Plum Love Food 40. That's marleyspoon.com. Promo code H20 Plum Love Food 40. Go on there, get yourself some great food. It's going to be awesome. And like Jeffy said, it's like having Martha Stewart be your sous chef.
There.
Oh, yeah, Dave. Ergo Chef Knives, the knives used by so many culinary professionals, including all of us here on the program.
From the entry-level Prodigy series to the super sharp Shinzui made from Japanese V10 steel, Ergo Chef has something for everyone.
Hey, listen, every single day I use my Pro Series Santuco, and I love it, man. You've seen my knife bag, haven't you? I mean, I've got like 3 of them in there. It's a great quality knife made by great quality people. And if my word's not enough, just ask guys like Myron Mixon, Guy Fieri, Michael Simon, and tons more.
Tell them you heard about them on Plum Love Foods by using promo code PLUM for a great discount on everything in your order. Knives so sharp, even the great city of Detroit approves.
Get some new gear at ErgoChef.com. Promo code PLUM. That's ErgoChef.com. Right, Plum Love Foods live right here on a Thursday evening, hanging out with you. It's Chef Plum, Chef Jeff, a.k.a. the Four King Chef. We're excited to be hanging out with you guys here tonight. Hey, we had a great week of downloads on this program, too, Jeffy. Thank you, guys.
Really? That's great. Thanks a lot, everybody.
We appreciate that, man. It's been a great week. I tell you what, our last week's guest, Stratus Morfogen. We just butchered that guy's last name.
Morfogen.
Yeah.
Morfogen.
Stratus Morfogen. What a great conversation with him. Can't wait to have him back on air. He's
still kick-ass guy.
On Instagram. Man,
dude,
awesome.
So inspiring, man. I was actually like, it really opened my eyes to like, I mean, if you have a real dream, you should just be fearless and get the fuck out there and do it. He's killing it, man. Yeah. It was just awesome. He's a really, really cool guy.
Absolutely. And speaking of very cool, awesome individuals, the next gentleman, our guest in this program I'm going to bring on here tonight, is a gentleman I've known for a very, very long time. He's probably one of the best banquet managers I've ever worked with in my entire life. As a guy, when you're working in an event space like this where things can tend to be high stress, very high intensity levels, our guest, when I worked with him, was incredibly low-key, incredibly chill, and always made everybody smile. And most importantly, you know, I think one of his greatest qualities and greatest gifts he has in this business is he makes everybody feel good about what they do. And that can go a long way. So I'm excited to have him on this program. We've been waiting for a while to get him on. So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our guest from the club at Hammock Beach, Mr. Matt Stockman. There he is, right there.
Woo!
All right.
Hey now, hey now, hey now.
Hey, Matt, what's going on, buddy? How you been?
Tell you what, that introduction... Man, I couldn't have written it any better. You read it very well, too, by the way.
listen,
he's a professional.
When I have people I really like, I just can do it off the top of my head, man. It's not bad. And I mean that. Like, I think one of your greatest qualities in the hospitality industry was how you made other people feel around you. And when everyone's feeling good around you, they tend to do better work, don't you think?
Well, come on, man. I mean, what we're doing is simple stuff, right? Stuff our moms did. Stuff that we do to make our guests feel good. I mean, we're not rocket scientists by any means. We're not astronauts. We're not brain surgeons. What we do is just take care of each other internally so we take care of the guests and they have a great experience. That's it. That's it. No big deal.
I remember one night in particular, I was in the kitchen I had the opportunity and the pleasure of working with Matt years and years ago, a different lifetime. And I was there rolling sushi for what felt like it must have been 6 hours because we had such a massive banquet kitchen team. That's sarcasm. We didn't. And I feel like I was rolling sushi for hours, and Stockman walks into the kitchen, and he looks at me, and I look like I'm just fucking angry. And he's like, Plum, you good, buddy? And I was like, yeah, I'm all right. He's like, well, you look like a million fucking bucks, but you sound fucking terrible. You said some line, like, or maybe it's something backwards. You sound great, but you look like shit. Whatever it was, but you kept pointing at me like, ah, that sushi roll is good. You're getting better and better each time. And then you started making jokes about leaving and going to work and at some sushi restaurant down the road to me. It was pretty, I mean, just having that interaction. Like, I don't know why that one sticks out in my head so much, but it really did. It was just making people feel good around you, which I think is so important.
Yeah, man, absolutely. I mean, you know, that's what we need to do for each other. It's about respect, and it's about understanding what, you know, people do day in and day out. You know, unfortunately, as a banquet manager, I'm not a trained chef like you gentlemen, but, you know, I'd love to walk a day in your shoes so I could understand it.
Yeah.
And, you know, some people don't have that opportunity, so...
you get that outside looking in perspective, though, man. You know how it goes. You've been around there. I think doing your job too, it's the same thing. When it's a busy season, you're going to work your ass off and be there for long hours and do the same thing.
We all do what's best for our guests. And but the flip side is, you know, in the hotel industry, we have to do what's best for our associates, our team members, and. I'm a catering person, Plum.
Yeah.
And we service the events. We work with the meeting planners, but we're always thinking about how this is going to affect the banquet servers and the banquet kitchen. You know, and we'll never say no to anybody, but we also make mention whenever somebody asks for something, this is what the cost is.
Right.
And, you know, and that's just the way it works, man. It's just the way it works. But it's turned on a dime since last March.
Well, I want to talk about that. I want to jump into last March and how things are different. But before we go there, just give a quick rundown kind of your title and what you do. Because one of the things I thought was so interesting about where you are now with Hammock Beach, I mean, you're on the corporate website. Like, you're one of the suits now, man.
Oh yeah, oh yeah! I'm out of my brain, you know. No, just kidding. Because you know, I'm the most important person I know, and my wife is. Yeah, and then we laugh about it, and then we, you know, go to bed.
That's right. That's right.
Come on.
But what's your title now? What's your title now? What's your day to day kind of? What are we? What's the actual? You know, I don't even know what to call you now when it comes to being there.
Well, you can call me. King Matt, no kidding.
Perfect.
No, seriously, guys. Look, my title is a title, but I'm basically the director of controlled chaos. Okay, my title is director of catering, okay. Conference services, and we take care of all the guests, corporate that come in from, you know, whatever company that might have an event with us. Along with, I have a catering team of two that do all the weddings and all the social events and all the things that you see pretty on our website. And, you know, I mean, it's a blessing to have that title.
Yeah.
But it's even a blessing to work with the people that we work with.
So, basically, I mean, because where you're at, I mean, I was calling it a destination golf resort. I think that's pretty accurate, right?
It's absolutely spot on.
Yeah, I mean, because there's Jeffy. This place is gorgeous. I've always thought the place is gorgeous. It's always had a special place in my heart because I just loved it from the moment that I drove up to it in 2000. What was that? 2005, 2003?
No, 2004. We opened, bro.
Yeah, it was 2004. That's right. But just driving up to it and seeing it, I mean, it's just beautiful, right on the ocean, and the golf courses are Jack. Wait, who designed the golf courses? Arnold Palmer.
The one next. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I'm just making stuff up right now.
That was awesome.
I'm the drizzling shits at golf. You know that.
Right on our property, we have a Jack Nicklaus design golf course. Absolutely fantastic. The second course is about 15 minutes away that was built on a parcel of land where they're building homes and home sites out there, designed by Tom Watson. I mean, guys, this area here, and there's people that live here that don't even know all the things that we have to offer. Wow. It's still bizarre to me, but you know, I'll take it. I mean, it's a gem. It's a freaking hidden gem, and I promise you, I'm not going to make this into a commercial about Hammock Beach. I want to talk about our employees, and I want to talk about all the things that you guys are dealing with, and the rest of the food and beverage, you know, people around the United States are dealing with. But yeah, it's awesome, yeah. Absolutely awesome.
It's
www.beach.com.
Nicely done there. I think it's great because I'm trying to kind of just give a level so people understand who you are and kind of how long you've been in this game, because you've been in the game a very long time now, man. How long have you been?
Dude, I'm 52 years old. I've been in the catering industry since I was 16, working for other people, yeah. In the hotel industry since I was 21. So yeah, I've been around, and I've been very blessed to open this resort, and you know, basically have groups come through here and share really, really crazy, super positive experiences with them. I mean, you were part of it, man.
Yeah.
Tell these guys what we did on the night of the grand opening of the resort.
Yeah, it was incredible. I mean, we had a shit ton of people. We had Sheryl Crow there singing. I mean, I had... Well, I'll never forget the... one of the ice sculptures collapsing due to some incorrect math that we did.
The table leg sinking into the actual yeah. turf of the ground. I remember standing there like, and you're looking at me and I'm looking at Chef Lonnie, and we were just laughing our asses off.
Oh,
I'm just holding that table.
Oh, man. But it was a great time, man. I remember when it was all said and done, it's like 3 a.m. and we're sitting there having a beer on the pool overlooking the ocean, you know, kind of overlooking the lawn there, and it was just like, man, this is awesome. We just accomplished something incredible. But I think what I love about Hammock Beach so much, and just, you know, just to kind of put a bow kind of on wrapping up the story of what this place is while you have this destination golf resort, it's very, very inclusive to families as well. If you want to go to a place and kind of do your own thing and go to a pool and just hang out and not really have to mess with anybody, you can go there and do it. Yeah. You want to go someplace and be waited on hand and foot, you can do it there. It's kind of the full gamut.
Yeah, well, I mean, honestly, you know, before we got on the air, you and I were yapping, and that's the last time I saw you.
Yeah.
But that's the last time I saw you with your kids, too.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it makes absolute sense.
We love it. My kids love it. You know, like I said before, they, you know, we're going to try to take a vacation here coming up, and they asked to go to Hammock. That's where they wanted to go. I was like, do you want to go to the Keys? Do you want to go, you know, do an island somewhere? Nope, they wanted to go to Hammock. They said, we love it there because it's just simple. And they love simple. And simple's a good thing when you want to go on vacation.
Absolutely, positively, man.
Jeffy, where can we get some info on Hammock Beach and see some of the cool stuff that Matt's doing over there?
Well, hammockbeach.com, of course.
Well, thank you very much, Rick.
Hammockbeach.com.
What's up with the voice?
And if you scroll down, you'll find Matt's beautiful face.
And of course,
the fact that you guys put that on the website, on your website today, I was embarrassed.
Well, why? It's a great picture.
You're gorgeous. Look at that face.
Wow.
It's a great picture.
Looking good, but not good looking.
Hey. You can also see some of the great banquet stuff at on their Instagram, at Hammock Beach on Instagram. You can find it there as well. So, Matt, I got to ask you, man, COVID hit. You know, as a private chef and caterer that I am, I immediately lost every single gig I had booked. Aside from my main clients, which was incredible, but all of our private stuff was gone. All of our small, you know, 12-person, 15-person, you know, 5-course dinner parties, all gone. Did the same thing happen to you guys?
Oh, absolutely, man. I mean, absolutely, positively. We did January and February. In February, we have a huge event based on the Daytona 500. We have all these groups that stay with us. You lived through it. You killed yourself through it, just like we did, from 5:30 in the morning until midnight every day, with FedEx and the Speed Network, and, you know, go down the line, man. And then
it's a lot of people, man. I had no idea how many people were into Daytona 500. Like, I had no idea. It's fucking crazy.
Oh, dude, it was fucked up, man. Think about it, how fucked up it was. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were up day in, day out, night. The thing we missed that you would have really gravitated to were the golf tournaments that we did.
Yeah, for sure.
The PGA events that we did and the champions events that we did. But it was controlled chaos, you know, all the way through February. We hit March. We had two groups in March, and after that, a week later, after the whole thing went down on the news, they shut us down.
Wow.
Shut us down. Done. No groups coming. The groups called us and said, well, we're canceled because of force majeure. And we were like, there's nothing we could do.
Yeah. I mean, you have to go with it, right?
And yeah. And, you know, you have to be sensitive to all the different issues that all these different people have, because they're coming to us from different parts of the country, right? So, you know, Iowa might not be a big deal because there's not like a huge density there where people are getting sick. But people come from New York City, whole different ballgame, right?
Right.
So, I mean, we lost so much money and so much opportunity for our team members, you wouldn't even believe. Just to give you perspective, this is February is going to finish up on Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Last year, we did $320,000 through the banquet department.
Wow.
I'm going to do $48,000 this year.
Wait, $328,000 in February?
$320,000 in February of 2020.
Wow. I mean, usually you think January and February are kind of the slower times, is that a slow time?
Yeah, well, no. Like I said, it's just Daytona 500,
right,
all the things that you live through with us.
Yeah.
This year, $48,000.
Unbelievable. Did you guys have a ton of layoffs or no?
Well, okay. Well, last year, after March 15th, we had 450 employees, line employees,
right,
and managers. By the time March 31st came around, we had 125 employees.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's like almost 75% of the workforce there are gone.
Yeah. And we didn't bring those people back until after Labor Day.
Wow. Did you guys still have a good summer, though, or at least some sort of summer?
Well, like I asked you before when we were yapping about, I don't want to dummy this down, but there's a couple things. Okay, so we had a fantastic year after June. You know, after Memorial Day. Okay?
Gotcha.
So, it was all transient business. And if people don't know what transient business is, it's like the people who just are going there on vacation. We had no group. We had no group until the start of this year.
Wow.
But the reason we had a lot of transient business was, excuse me, is because we aren't in like an inner city like Orlando or Charlotte. People felt comfortable coming to the beach, mm-hmm, and all the outdoor venues that we have, and they weren't like on top of people. So instead of having group business that had banquet events attached to it, we basically lost all that. All the groups went to later into 2020 and move to 2021.
Gotcha.
So, but we sold a lot of hotel rooms, which helps, again, our staff. And that's, you know, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make sure that the building is open, good things are happening. I mean, guys,
keep it working.
Yeah, man, shit. If you look at stuff in Orlando, like the big hotels, those big hotels like the Hyatt, the ones that are connected to all the conventions over there, they're dying. They're dying because people don't feel comfortable to go to the inner city.
Hey, listen, I'm telling you right now, I work in New York City 3 days a week. Jeffy works in New York City some too. It's like New York's coming back, but it's not the same. It's definitely not the same. I mean, you look around, it's just, I mean, you still have people. So everyone mass migrated out of the city back last, you think, April, Jeffy, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right away.
I mean, people going to their second homes in the Hamptons or coming to Connecticut or wherever they go, they would leave.
Florida. Like, they went everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. And they're coming down to you guys. New York City was dead, and people were like, holy shit, New York City is in a bad way right now. And it's remarkable. I mean, it's starting to come back now a little bit, but still, I mean, you know, I worked in Tribeca, and I mean, there's so many mainstays just from the Tribeca area that are now gone, that aren't going to be there anymore.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, there, and Plum, you understand, and I don't want to get into this because I don't want to bore the people that are listening to me, bore them. But our hotel is a little bit different too, because all the units are owned by somebody else, and they're on our rental program. So, like,
all of them
last,
are now?
What's that?
All of them are. There aren't some that are just owned by the resort itself.
Yeah, no, they were pre-bought.
Wow. I didn't know that.
So, whenever the COVID went down, the governor said there can't be any more vacation rentals. So every single room in the main tower, and you know what the main tower is,
yeah.
Or any the villas or anything else besides the lodge, we have 20 rooms in a lodge hotel, which is kind of funny. But those were the only things we could rent until after Labor Day.
Oh my God!
Special.
I mean, thankfully.
Let me back up. Memorial Day.
How does a resort the size of Hammock Beach and with the business, and like you said, doing, you know, that much, even just business and catering and banquets, survive and get through that? I mean, that's incredible to get through that wave and still be here.
We have an absolutely great ownership and an absolute great management company, and they helped us through it. One of the things that really helps too is the fact that we have finances coming through. I'm trying to frame this the right way. Finances coming through the membership side too.
Right.
So, I mean, it all works together very, very well. And this, actually, the model that we didn't think was too great worked out to be very, very, very well this year.
Well, thankfully you have that. If you haven't done so yet, Jeffy, they can go to hammockbeach.com to see some beautiful shots of the resort and check this place out. And again, we're not making a commercial here, but it's a beautiful resort. Very family friendly. If you're a golfer, go check this place out. So much to do right there.
The golf course is fantastic.
Oh, unbelievable. And of course, you got to go check out at Hammock Beach on Instagram. And Matt, I don't think you have an Instagram, do you? I was trying to find you.
Nah, dude. I'm 52.
That doesn't mean anything. Come on, that doesn't mean anything anymore.
My wife got me excited about Facebook about 9 years ago.
All right, well,
she had to explain to me that I wasn't really friends with those people, because I like to be friends with people like you.
Yeah, of course. Well, you're friends with everybody, you know. That's what you do.
Exactly. Me too.
But yeah, you got to check the place out. Yeah. It's amazing. It's a great spot. So, Matt, when it came down to, you know, starting to get business back, you know, having people back, like you said, you weren't getting big groups in, but you're getting people back in the building, people coming in. Did you guys try to rehire people who had been laid off?
Yeah, and we tried, and there, you know, there were some people that found other jobs, right?
Sure.
There's other people that decided they were getting whatever they were getting from the government, and they didn't want to come back.
Well, that was a big problem in our industry. That was a massive problem when they were giving that extra $800 a week to people.
Dude, for sitting there,
yeah.
Come on.
massive problem. I mean, people are like, nah, I'm not going back to work. I'm making twice as much money sitting here at home with my unemployment checks I'm getting for whatever it is, plus the extra $800. I mean, yeah. Come on.
For doing nothing. But we tried to kind of identify that a little bit, and we realized that, like, the people that were, I hate to say it this way, but that were a little bit younger,
right.
They enjoyed that. The people who were, like, professionals.
Seasoned.
Yeah, very, very nicely said. they wanted to go back to work, and we were trying to find them the opportunity to go back to work. And once we did, it started to move pretty quick.
Yeah.
But here's the deal, guys. You know, groups that were on the books for June all the way through December started kicking the can forward.
Just pushing
and
them.
So I'd be talking to a group of 100 people, and they were like, "Yeah, we'll be coming, we'll be there next month." And this is, you know, like at the end of July,
right?
And all of a sudden, like two weeks later, if they were from Michigan or whatever state, all of a sudden the state would be like, "You can't travel, you can't do this, you can't do that." Blah, 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 blah. And then it was like, okay, we're going to move it till next year. So, I mean, think about it, man. 100 people with a group like that might be staying 3 days.
Yeah.
100 people might have 100 guest rooms at whatever rate it is.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking...
It's just like $200,
yeah.
You know? And then they have breakfast, lunch, dinner, coffee breaks, sodas, all this stuff going...
$30,000 here.
We were hemorrhaging. Oh, hemorrhaging.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And it is what it is, you know?
At any point, were you worried about your own, like, job security?
Oh, the first thing I thought was, why do they need me? What am I going to do?
Yeah.
Actually, I was really considering... applying at Publix because they have one of those kiosks there.
Oh my
God. I figured I could move up pretty quick.
Jesus, Matt, that would have been, I don't know. I'd be like, you're going to move your family up here, you come work with us. That's what I would have said to you. Come on, let's go.
We, you know what? God bless you guys. And there's a lot of people out there that would have done the same thing.
Yeah,
and that's what we do for each other, guys.
100%.
Absolutely.
Absolutely positive.
I can't wait to see what happens next, man. So what's the plan for you guys? I know there were some plans on construction, some things changing at the resort. I'm guessing some of that got put on hold.
Obviously it got put on hold. But here's the deal. There's a lot of positive things that we can, you know, discuss. Because over the last 2 months, since we turned the corner in 2021,
yeah.
I mean, we've had big conferences. Here's the deal, though, too. The whole setup and the way that they maneuver is based on, you know, basically the owner of the companies or the meeting planner coming in. So you'll have some meeting planners for, like, state organizations and this, that are, like, adhering to the COVID thing where it's, like, you can't have anybody... 6 foot around you.
Right.
But at the same time, you'll have like a company, like, I'm not going to say the name, but we had a company in January, 200 people with us. Wow. Yeah, in a good way.
Uh-huh.
And this gentleman who was a CEO, he called me directly. Usually I deal with a meeting planner, but he called me directly and said, I want my people to feel, you know, real again. I want them to feel like it's a real world again, and we're going to do this just like any other conference we did in 2019. Okay. So there's a lot of dancing going on.
Well, you know, but, I'm curious about that, man. That actually brings up an interesting question in my brain. So he calls you, says this. You're like, great, we'll make that happen. I wonder if anybody that came to the conference was like, wait a minute. This is in the middle of a pandemic here. What are you talking about? No, of course we should all be wearing masks.
Yeah. So that's the funky part. You're exactly right, Chef. Because there were people who were wearing masks, there were people who weren't wearing masks.
Yeah.
And everyone was cool with it. Here's the deal with us. Here at the resort, we have we've gone over the top to make sure that we make people feel comfortable. I go to the copy room with a mask on. Our banquet servers wear plastic gloves and a mask no matter where they're at in the banquet department.
Yeah.
Everything is touchless service. So if you have a coffee break, instead of just putting out the coffee pots where you can pull the coffee thing down, put some sugar in it and some cream and walk into the meeting, nope, that doesn't happen now.
So was it our all disposable
pour
stuff?
The coffee for you. We have all these individual PC pieces that the guests can make their coffee and throw away. Okay? Buffets, dude, it's lunch lady land, and it's against every fiber of my fucking body. Okay? It's just, I mean, I have a picture. I mean, you've seen my office before. Yeah. I have a picture in my office, those guys from Saturday Night Live doing Lunch Lady Land. kills me.
He's got people sitting behind chafing dishes serving people. Is that the deal?
Yeah, man.
Well, but at least we're doing it. At least we're there. There was a point where we weren't there. At least we're at that point now.
You're right.
You know?
You're right.
I'm trying really hard to stay positive. I had the privilege the other day of having a great conversation with Chef Marcus Samuelson. And he did a lot with his restaurant, Red Rooster, in Harlem. Very, very well-known place. When everything hit, Jose Andreas had reached out to him, and they had talked because they're buddies. And Chef Andreas had said, listen, there's not an industry that's more suited for this than we are. We already have gloves. We already wash our hands. We already keep things super clean. We're ready for this. Other places aren't, but our industry is ready for this. And I got to thinking that, and I said, you know what? That's a really good point.
It's huge. It's absolutely huge. And like I was saying, the only thing that screws it up is the buffet thing and the break thing.
Yeah.
Because I'd rather do, hand service to all our guests, touch them, touch a table. I mean, you remember. I mean, Christ, sure. We used to walk into the room with trays that a week later we couldn't do it, but we just did it by hand.
Everything was by
hand.
And
that's what you do, because we could talk with the guests when we set their salad down and we set their entree down. And the buffet thing is a whole different deal. You have to have all this space between the buffet. I mean, there's a buffet, right? Okay? Like before last year, there was a buffet that you just kind of had the people huddle up to the trough, and they could go down left side or right side and pick their own stuff and grab their spoon and stuff. It doesn't happen now.
So no more of those big seafood displays we used to do with crawfish and stone crab claws. No more of that.
About that, man.
No more of that.
But now, if you have a buffet, like a regular dinner buffet, that's a green salad, a couple specialty salads, entrees, a starch, vegetable, and desserts, people could walk down both sides, grab whatever they wanted, and go sit down. Now we have that buffet in the middle. You have the server standing left and right of that buffet. And then tables between them and the guests. And at the front of the buffet, on these like flip chart signs or whatever you want to call it, the menu. So as soon as you get past that, the guests tell our buffet servers, I would like some salad. I would like some macaroni and cheese. And it's lunch lady land. I just stand there and just...
I know you, and I'm sure that you've done the best. I mean, you will take lemons and make lemonade any day of the week, and I'm sure that you still make this look nice for the guests. Like, it's still...
Dude, you know, it looks kick-ass, yeah. You know?
They're still feeling like they're getting something out of it. We talked about, Jeff, I think it was 2 weeks ago, we talked about how, you know, through this pandemic, service has changed, the definition of service. Like, it's changed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we may have even gotten better at actually doing service in our industry. You know, the service aspect of it, whether it's, you know, a touchless type service or ordering on the phone. And, you know, last week's guest, Jeffy, the Dumpling King from New York, I mean, he has a dumpling shop opening up. You never have to even see a person to get your food.
The automat. I definitely think, for me, I think there's so much more thought going into service.
Right.
Like,
Are we losing the hospitality aspect of it, though? That's the issue.
Right.
That's where I'm at. Are we losing? Our service is getting so good that we're forgetting about the hospitality aspect of it. Does that make sense, Matt? Oh, we might have lost Matt, did we?
Did we lose that? I don't know.
Oh, his microphone's muted. Just unmute your mic there, Matt. Yeah, it's interesting because I feel like we may have lost the service. I mean, the service is great. Hospitality is different, Jeffy. You know what I'm trying to say.
It goes everything against my fiber.
Yeah,
fucking hate it.
Yeah, it's hard. It's a lot harder for people to connect. You know, It's harder to make that like real personable, like make people smile, and it's more like droning, right? You're just there, like, hey, here's your thing. Have a nice day. Yeah. Enjoy the good weather.
Our faculty and Chef, you've seen this from the start. Our banquet team is the best part about our resort, in my mind.
Good people.
Okay. We have the whole resort's fantastic. But I keep telling the salespeople that, you know, if you have a group coming in, make sure you do a welcome reception the first night every guest checks in, because our banquet team will set the bar and they will make these people feel like they are the best people in the entire world, man.
Yeah, that's a great part about it right there. I think having great people does make a massive difference. And, you know, just feeling, as long as a guest can feel important or feel welcomed or feel like they matter, I think is a really, really big difference.
Yeah, man. Recognize them and make sure that they know they're the most important group besides the group that's in the parking garage.
Run the gimmick.
Or the group that's in the other ballroom.
Yeah.
Or the group that's in the other lawn. That they're the greatest thing that's ever happened to our resort.
That's it. I mean, I think that's key. That's good. And yeah, you guys do a great job of doing that. Hey, how are you guys handling the pool right now? I mean, are guests allowed just to go to the pool? Or is it like a limit to how many people can be there? How's that working?
Plum, there's capacities on everything, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not even mandated by the state or the county. We are going out of our way to make sure that we overcompensate, people feel comfortable.
You want them to feel safe. I get it. I totally get it.
That's but wild.
I mean,
you know that pool deck.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a big place.
You know that pool deck on the 4th of July. How am I going to? How am I going to? Well, thank God it's not me, because the rest, actually, I don't have any hair. But it would all fall out.
You're like a hairless little nymph, though. I got to give it to you.
Looking good again, but not good looking. Just saying.
I like that.
If you want, I could stand behind you. I have a huge afro. You'd look really cool.
Dude, I can't wait to hang out with you guys.
I can't wait to come down there, man. Not like Plum. I love to golf. So I'd love to. I'll get my knickers on and my little hat. I'll get out there.
Your knickers?
Oh man, I don't really, but I would. But I do love to golf. I just started a couple of years ago, and I'm like addicted to it. It's one of my favorite things.
Hey man, Plum, bring him down.
Listen, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. And listen, I think there couldn't be a better person who could help lead a group of people and make them feel good about what they're doing in such a weird situation like the pandemic that we're in. Matt, I tell you, they're lucky to have you. And I tell you, that's exactly why you didn't end up having to go work at Publix. They know that.
Thanks.
That's the truth. Listen, that's the way
it goes. You get just from hearing what you were saying, just from hearing what you were saying, I can tell that's exactly what it is. I mean, you actually care about what you're doing, and that's like fucking super important, bro. I mean, that's like, you know.
You know, I've been begging all my. And the good part is, all of our groups. hold on 1 second. Just give me one second.
One second. I'm curious about the vaccines too, Jeff. Remind me to ask him about that, because I know a lot of resorts are offering the vaccine and, you know, to their employees. Yeah, I know Mohegan Sun's doing that. A bunch of other casinos are doing it. Some hotel groups are doing it as well.
Yeah, I think Mohegan Sun, because they're a sovereign nation and they buy like their own shipment of vaccine from some company or something. It's like,
I think I'm pretty sure on that too. You know, I don't know.
I can't keep up with you fuckers.
No, you're good. I just can't have the dead air. We got to keep talking. You know.
I understand. So who are our sponsors? You didn't share our sponsors with us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, we got our Ergo Chef Knives, and Marley Spoon's brand new with us, and, you know, that's kind of where we are right now. We got a couple of the things, too, in the works, but we take them slow, one thing at a time. This program is fun. You know, we don't look at it as work. I already did one radio show today, my real job, so this is a good job.
Oh, look out. I'm sorry. I'm on the second level here.
This is the fun
He's
job.
He's a professional broadcaster.
Last professional broadcaster, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah,
Rubble icon.
A podcast professional.
Thanks, man. Hey, well, are you guys doing anything about vaccines down there at the resort? Are you helping get people, like, people in the resort vaccinated, or do you have a role in that, or no?
You know, that's a huge liability. We couldn't do that. Yeah. But, I mean, in the local area here, everyone's over 65, so they're first in line.
You're already vaccinated.
Yeah. I've got four.
Yeah, I had a friend of mine who is lives in Texas. Actually, they were having trouble getting vaccinated in Texas, so they flew to Florida to get the job done, and they did it. So, hey, our governor here just changed everything. I played a bit of a role in getting. They were talking about frontline people were going to be the next in line to get vaccinated, and I actually had a conversation with the commissioner here in our state about this on the other radio show, and I said frontline people's got to include food service workers too, and he was like, we hadn't thought about that. And then actually they did include food service workers to get that done through the
I didn't think about that.
I meant grocery store people, or like, we want people to go to restaurants, let's make them feel safe, let's get these people vaccinated at least if they want to, so they can feel safe about it. And then they just changed it again to make it all done by age now. So, but the good news is our state's going to have everybody vaccinated apparently by the end of April, so we'll see.
It's such bullshit. Okay. I didn't think about people to feed people.
That's kind of how I guess food service workers do make sense.
Oh, shit. Oh, the guys that fill in the potholes, they're more important than the guys who feed people. Oh. These people are, you know what? The fact that we don't really sit back. Did you vote this year?
Of course, yeah.
Okay. And I'm not.
I voted for myself.
Well, you should have.
Put me in charge. I need to be, Jeffy. I need to be in charge. Plum 2024. Let's do this.
Let's do it. I'm the undercard.
All right. So if you guys win president next time, you vote during the election. Can I have a captain spot?
Of course, absolutely. Of course. I think we might make you, like, I don't know, if you want to be like a liaison to Canada or some shit like that, we could do that too.
Canada would be good for me.
Yeah, I was thinking Secretary of Treasury. He seems like he'd be good with money.
You don't want me dealing with anybody else's money. I could fuck it up more than these assholes could.
Yeah, but you'd be dealing with everybody's money.
We'd have fun, though. I think we'd have a lot of fun. Oh, that's my point.
I've been to bars with you. It'd be great.
I know how to distribute quarters.
Was it you, Matt? I feel like it was you that told. We went out for a beer or something after work one night after a party. This is years and years ago, man, after the resort just first opened. And it was you and me and Chef Lonnie. And Lonnie was buying. And you told me, I feel like it was you that said, hey, whatever Chef's buying, you got to make sure you're hurt that wallet a little bit. Telling me to get a few more drinks. I was like, done.
Sure, it's it.
It makes you hurt a little bit.
Right now, that motherfucker was tight. His wall was tight,
dude. I love that guy. We still talk, man. That guy was awesome. I'm hoping to have him back on the show here soon. I think of Lonnie as kind of, and Lonnie was the executive chef there when I was there. He's kind of a mentor to me. Like, he's just a good. He's one of the worst human beings on the planet, but he's a really great chef. Does that make sense to say, Matt?
Yeah. I mean, dude, man, but you got to understand, though, when he came there, from Richmond.
Yeah. The Jefferson Hotel.
Yeah, he came from the Jefferson. And his buddy was, what was his name? Dude in Charleston now.
Sean Brock. Yeah, Sean Brock came to the grand opening with us. I worked with him and Sean at the Jefferson. That's where we all met.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, he was kind of wound up tight, but...
You think?
You know what? well, that's why Sean...
Just wound up tight.
But he was great. He's a great chef, and he was a good leader, which I think was really important. I think Lonnie was a pretty good leader.
Yeah, I think he helped us all out because we need a solid foundation when we opened there,
yeah,
man.
For sure.
And he did a good job, bro. Did a huge good job. And then after that, he set the precedent, and then we could move forward. And you guys all went on to do good things, man. I mean, look at you.
But I still make my way back to Hammock at least every other year or so, man, because I love it over there. You guys do a fantastic job, and I can't wait to get down there again in April. We're going to take our trip. I'm so excited. I told you the kids were excited. So we got to find time to have a beer or something. You got to come to the villa. Like, let me cook for you. What can we do? How can we do this?
Yeah, man. What you need to do is whenever you come down here, we have a beer, but you need to come to the house and let me cook for you.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Are you serious?
I'm just fucking
with you. You have zero fucking trust in me, you cocksucker.
Hey, you said, I could grill a steak. That's what you told me.
Better be careful. You're firing him up right now.
No, listen, I would. Nothing would make me happier. I would love that. I would love that.
Look,
for sure.
I can't do what you do, but I can do what I can do, and I can do it fucking really good.
You fucking crush it. You're a legend. You're a legend.
Oh, my God. Now you're stroking my ego.
Come on, man. Listen. Hey, listen, Matt, we really appreciate you taking the time to join us here tonight, man. It's been a lot of fun catching up with you and just hearing these stories, and I'm glad to hear such positivity coming out of there. Jeffy, where can we get info on Hammock Beach?
Well, you're going to go to hammockbeach.com.
You keep using the voice.
All right, all right, all right.
See, I'm trying to get people to go there. That's like my...
You sound like you're doing the commercial or something.
Well, because it's a commercial.
Listen, here, you get this.
You crashed it. I didn't crash it. I was using my announcer voice. I was trying to kill it.
Hammock Beach, tell him.
What was that code to get me some really cool new knives?
Oh, you want new knives? Hey, you want some great knives. Go to ergochef.com and use code PLUM, and you get a great discount on an already amazing knife from even better people. By the way, if you want knives, man, just shoot me a text. I'll get you knives.
Right.
I'll have them shipped to the house for you.
That's the best code. That's an awesome code. PLUM.
That's it. That's an easy code, right?
That's a great code.
Fucking Marley like Spoon. Did you hear that? Marley Spoon code. Yeah, this is the code they want us to use.
H2O Plum Love Food 40.
H2O Plum Love Food 40. What the fuck is that?
It's water Plum Love Food 40.
That's so stupid.
Hey, man. It's
amateur age. You don't look 40.
We went downhill at the end here.
Listen, it's only going to get worse. It's cool. It's fine. That's why. Listen, I say it all the time. This show stinks. I have no idea how we're always in the top 200. I don't know fucking how it happens. But
you know what? I think it's your picture.
Maybe.
It's your picture standing there with your fucking ninja knife.
Hey, listen, man, you're awesome. Seriously, we appreciate your time. We appreciate everything you do. Keep fucking doing what you're doing because you're setting a precedent. And you don't even realize how much you're affecting people that work with you and teach. And you're teaching them things. Like I said, hey, you taught me a bunch. I don't think you even realize you did it.
Man, I appreciate that, man. You really made me feel good. I mean, you warmed my cockles.
Hey, listen, I'm always nothing makes me happier than to warm another man's cockles.
I've been to Mexico with him. Trust me.
It's true.
Oh, that could only be fucking dirty, nasty.
That's a great story to tell for another time, that's for sure. Matt, we appreciate you, brother. You are a legend. I look forward to seeing you really, really soon. I'm going to talk Jeff and his family to coming down there, too, because they need to come down there because they'll get addicted to it and hooked on it as well.
I'll get them a sleeping bag on the beach. It'll be fantastic.
Hey, that's all you need. They fucking sweep the beaches there. They're nice. They're beautiful.
Listen, man, those are my people, the ones that sleep on the beach.
That's it.
Oh, here we go.
Matt, we appreciate you. Please take care of that family, and we'll talk to you real soon, buddy.
All right, man. We'll catch up.
I look forward to it.
Jeff, it was awesome to meet you, bro.
Vice versa, brother. Great to meet you, too. I look forward to meet you in person.
Yeah, can't wait.
You're a legend,
man. You guys
have a great night. We'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir.
All right, there he goes, the one and only Matt Stockman. Good brother. Just been in the business a long time. A lot of good information there, I think. A lot of just, you know, listen, when you have people who have been doing this as long as we have, or as long as Jeff and I have, or just some of these guests, listen to them talk. Listen to some of those things they say. Listen to some of that knowledge they break on you, because there's a lot of really good nuggets there you can take forward, don't you think, Jeffy?
Absolutely. And I just thought it was really interesting how many things, like how many hurdles they had to kind of face to get the phase open and do all this stuff. And what I really think is cool is that the state isn't forcing them to do it. They took it on themselves to make people feel more safe and more comfortable to come in there. I think it's very cool.
Yeah, 100%. And you're right on point with that, just to make people feel comfortable. And you know, it's a place like that that can weather the storm and start to come out of it, because they have great leadership and people like Matt Stockman there helping drive that train. So, you know, a lot to be said for that. You know, if you find, listen, if you're a manager of a restaurant, if you're some sort of food and beverage director, you find a guy that you think is great at their job of doing what they're doing. You do whatever you can to keep them, because that's what Hammock Beach did to Matt. Matt left for a little bit, and they like begged him to come back. We didn't get into that, but that's what happened.
He sounds like he's great at his job, because he really cares. You know, he wants the guests to have a great time. I mean, you heard him. Like, send him down here so we can make him feel like $1 million. You know, let the first night be here with us. This is where it's at. You know, and I to take that kind of pride in it, that's important. People don't do that as much as they used to, and I love hearing it.
That's that hospitality aspect of what we do, man. It's all about the guest. Always remember that. Listen, you can make the best food in the world.
Put smiles on faces.
What's that?
Put smiles on faces.
Smiles on faces will bring asses into your places.
Don't stop. Damn.
Don't stop. Come on.
It's these funky beats that's making you rhyme like that.
Hey, let me tell you something. That's going to be on a shirt in our store. Smiles on faces, put asses in your places.
Asses in your places.
That's right.
Plum of Foods 40. H2O. Plum of Foods 40.
We gotta email this woman about this. This blink stinks.
Nah, man. Yo, if you want Marley's Spoon to be your sous chef, the only way to actually do it is to go on their website and put in H2O Plum of Food 40.
Hey, but you do get $20 off your next 4 orders with that code.
Yeah, which is $80 in total.
That's right. Hey, listen, Dave just texted. I didn't even know he was around. I thought for sure he was out the game.
Yeah, Dave's in Georgia. He's not dead.
I wasn't sure. I didn't think he'd be with us tonight. I'm going to try to call him, but I didn't think he'd be here tonight. We got a few more minutes left in the show. I thought I might add him to the program.
In Atlanta, he's down there doing the thing. I hope he's skating. I would be skating. If I was in Atlanta, I'd be on my roller skates. That's what should happen.
That's good. Well, I want to talk a little bit before we get out of here, Jeffy, about this favorite chef competition, because there was a little... we put some heat out after last week's show, and a lot of things came out, didn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, it was coming out as we were doing it, really you were doing it. I mean, I was just there.
Jeffy
for the
will
ride.
Always be Sweden.
Yeah, it's not Sweden. I think it's crazy, and I think that people definitely got sucked into it. But you know, accolades are accolades. Make somebody feel good. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, even if I nominate myself, and then I call my friends to vote for me, and they do, and you tell me I'm the number one guy, it still feels good.
But it's not real. Join the program right now. There's a man who is 7'6", 320 pounds. He's better than Lisa Left Eye Lopez. He is Davey Atlanta.
Big Davey Atlanta.
Yo.
What up, buddy?
Davey. I like that one.
What's going on, man? How's Atlanta?
It's straight. Traffic sucks, but besides that, I dig it.
Nice. Good time. Did you hear any of the conversation we had with our boy Matt Stockman there?
I did not. I was at a meeting.
Well, you should listen back to it for a guy who might be getting a job running a crew. It's a lot of really good nuggets in that one.
Very, very good.
Coming from a guy who's been doing it since he was 16 years old, so definitely listen to that. You know, I wanted to talk about just a couple of things that came out, Dave, and just have you on because you're a good brother as well. And, you know, we always like to have all the good brothers in. But that favorite chef competition, a bunch of stuff has come out about it. And it turns out the company, first and foremost, we did reach out to the company. to see. I wanted to have them on the show or give us a
no response
statement or something like that. They did not respond.
No comment.
So they didn't say anything. But from what I have researched, that seems to be par for the course for them. They don't really respond to anybody.
Yeah, nobody knows what the fuck the next step is in the competition. They're like, you get 15 days, then we'll move you on to the next round. But we're not going to tell you what the fucking next round is because we probably really don't know. That's pretty much what I'm getting from the company.
Well, so it sounds like you're on the team too with this. So what I've found out, they also ran a very similar competition for models very recently.
I won.
What'd you say, Dave?
I said I won the model competition.
Oh, you won that one?
Yeah. Yep, yep. Uh-huh.
That makes sense.
I got nothing.
That makes sense. So they ran a modeling competition recently, which, again, was a complete scam. Nobody actually won, much like I'm predicting happens with this. It just kind of fades away.
So
a couple other things that I've found out recently in some of the research. A lot of the people who had signed up for this contest were not real people. They did that in order to get the algorithm to change on Instagram. So what happens is, if you put something on Instagram, if it's not getting a lot of play, if it's not getting a lot of attention and interaction, then it doesn't get seen by a lot of people. So what they did was they created a bunch of accounts for fake chefs, and they did it with the model competition as well, to get the algorithm to change so more people would then see it. Jeffy, did you read this? Have you seen this yet?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, so a bunch of these people are fake. I know that there was a big article that came out with all these chefs dropping out of the contest, people being very, very upset. I had a gentleman send me a message back trying to tell me that they said all along this was a ad placement feature, which
the
there's no such thing as an,
did.
There's no such thing as an ad feature, number one. That's not a thing. Number two, they changed it when Bon Appetit sent them a cease and desist.
Yeah, I heard of Bon Appetit's like, hey, this is not an editorial release from our magazine. You guys paid for a 2-page spread in our magazine.
Right.
Quit telling people we have anything to do with it.
By the way, $3,500 if you want to have a 2-page spread for yourself in Bon Appetit magazine. You can buy that and do that yourself.
I'm going to do that tomorrow.
$3,500. You take an ad out in
Don't
Bon Appetit
even
for yourself.
Fuck it. I'm going to write up my own article. I'm going to tell the world how awesome I am.
There you go.
I'll give them $3,500 and boom, 2 pages and Bon Appetit.
So, but Dave, interestingly enough, because you followed the story pretty closely as well, after we talked about it last week, and it seemed like we talked about it and all this shit started happening. I'm not saying we did it, but it all kind of happened around the same time. It comes out the Bon Appetit thing is an ad, and so what do they do immediately to try to make people, oh, don't worry about the ad thing? They doubled the money or some shit, right?
Went up $30,000 overnight. It went from $20,000 to $50,000. Then I'm hearing rumors of somebody saying $65,000. There's also prizes that have been given out by Nova. Nobody knows who got that because they didn't announce it.
Nope.
Because
nobody
got Microplane it. Out shit. Nobody knows who won that because
nobody.
They didn't announce it. So I'm like, huh. On top of that, there is one thing. If you drop out of the contest and ask them to negate your data, they will do that. And then if anybody who voted for your profile paid money, they do send it directly back to that person's bank account.
So you know that for a fact?
Factual, yes.
Okay.
100%.
That's good to know. That's good to know.
Yeah.
That's good.
But you can't just stop. You have to actually email them and tell them to remove all your data and profile from their database. And that's how it happens.
How do we get these people on the show, Dave? I want to spend... I just want 3 minutes with them. I won't even, like, be a dick. I just want them to tell us that this is not a fake competition.
You don't, because these people don't exist.
I mean...
This is somebody...
Well, somebody...
And, like, huh, fuck that. I mean, a 2-page ad probably does look like a feature, but then when you look at it and it doesn't have any of the Bon Appetit writers, it becomes very apparent.
Yeah, it's also not counted as a. It's not listed in the table of contents or any of that shit either.
Right, and like I said, I'm not going to knock anybody going and doing this. I actually hope somebody I know wins this. I actually hope anybody wins this at this point.
But you're with me. You've got to be with me now. When we first started talking about this, I feel like you weren't on the same team with us here. But it sounds like you are now. No one's going to win.
I don't know if someone's going to win, but it's going to be one of the fake profiles.
That's it.
Feeling. 'Cause I was, when I dropped out of it, I was number one in my group.
And then I watched it for a couple days after dropping out of it. And the profile that went to the top was a picture of a person and no food.
There you go. Jeffy, you're awful quiet during this.
I'm just letting you guys talk. I mean, you know, I agree. I mean, I think it's bullshit. I just think that it is a, you know, it's just one of those things that I feel like, I don't know. I basically feel bad for the people who bought into it really hard, you know, and it's just one of those things, you know. I feel bad for the people who bought into it. Like, people like wanted to use the money for good things, you know. People have like ideas, and I feel like they're just, you know, it's like these assholes kind of played them. I don't know. It bothers me.
My goal is like, you know, when I won the competition, I was giving $15,000 away to like food banks and shit that I'm like I've worked with or at least know that are legit. I was going to keep $5,000 for myself. Then I find out it's a fake ass competition. I was like, oh, I look like an asshole because I wanted to give most of this money away, and there is no money to give away.
You're not an asshole, man. It happens to everybody.
Well, you are, but for different reasons.
Well, that's
okay. At least somebody acknowledged I am somewhat of an asshole.
But here's the thing that I just it's you know, I think Dave, you said it perfectly, you know, straight there. No, you don't know who won the Microplane thing, because Microplane, by the way, also hasn't announced any affiliation with this contest. Have you noticed that?
I have noticed that. Like, part of me wants to find Chef Eddie and make him go cry in the fucking walk-in.
Well, here's Chef Eddie's a real person. I know that, and I tagged him. I haven't heard back from him. But wait, what'd you say?
Sorry, I didn't really cut you over. I'm a little fired up on this one. I have no idea who the fuck he was before this conversation. They created his personality. He is not.
He's not anybody.
Somebody who's been pushed into anything until this competition because they needed a fucking person to represent the
Interestingly
competition.
Interestingly enough, he hasn't talked anything about the competition either on his Instagram page.
I don't really know if he's a personality. He's not. I don't like saying this because I don't know for sure, but I think he's an actor. He's a fucking actor. That's what I'm picking up on.
So I'm friends with Bo McMillan, and he knows Bo McMillan as well. When I put that on Instagram the other day, when I said, I don't know who this guy is, I had a couple people reach out and say, no, he's a chef in Arizona. He's a real guy. I don't know what he's done or what, I said on the
Well, he's post, about to win the favorite chef competition.
Yeah. I'm not hating on him at all. For him, it's probably just a gig someone offered him. But it's sad because he's supposed to be hosting, and he probably knows it's a fake competition, which is why he hasn't commented on anybody's pictures. He doesn't comment on anything going on the competition page. And by the way, that competition page, I ran a follower audit on it, and it's all mostly fake followers, bots and shit.
100%. I knew that as soon as I went in and saw the people that they were following.
Right.
Were like strippers from Russia. And
I'm getting mad about that though.
You get what I'm saying,
right?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, the strippers from Russia accounts are the ones that hack your fucking IG and take it over. This is
how do you know that?
I guarantee that's what's going to happen to a lot of people.
Well, now how do it's you coming know out to that? Apparently, when you have to log in with Facebook, one of the things coming out in the past 2 days, some people who are logging in through Facebook to vote and pay money to vote, the CrowdCow, which is the parent company that runs this that is doing this, can have access to your Facebook account now.
Yeah, it's 100% true, because I got an email from somebody who was like, I'm going to support you, I'll throw some votes out there. All of a sudden they're emailing me like, oh my god, I can't believe this. And I'm like, that's a fucked up video, they got hacked. And it was 2 days after they voted for me.
There you go. So Jeffy, what happens is, part of me decides, this is the decision I have to make right now. Do I make it my sole mission to take this competition down? Or do I say, just put the word out there the best I can, then how you doing, keep it moving?
I think taking the competition down, this is just my opinion. We put the word out there, but taking the competition down in some sort of way would probably be shitting on the people who are actually still participating. So just put the info out
but
there.
What are they participating in? A giant scam?
It's, you know what? That's their choice to sell me some Amway.
What do you think, Jeffy?
Ooh, I love some Amway.
That window cleaner is on point, though.
Yo, Amway. Yo, do you know what the best part of Amway is? The parties where they get you drunk and try to talk you into selling Amway.
Then Mitt Romney shows up.
Yeah, well,
I just got a couple messages on the Instagram talking about take it down, take it down. And then good brother Chef Zip just chimed in here on the Insta feedback and said take it down. I don't know, man. It sounds like the people want us to fight these people and take them down because they're bullshit. It's all a fake competition.
I think it's fake.
Like, literally fight them? I'm down.
Jeffy, what do you think? You're the final straw, Jeffy. You're the final call. You're the voice of reason here. You know I'll get fired up and I'll burn the whole fucking place to the ground.
Let's do it. I like a nice fire.
Let's burn this motherfucker to the ground, Pookie.
Look, you're in and now you're ready just to fight everybody.
I know.
Nobody knows how to fucking drive here, so that might have something to do with it.
You better be easy, man. Atlanta, you'd be catch one out there.
Man, they don't know. They fuck around and find out with me down here, pretty much. But I do like it. Everybody's really nice. They just need to figure out how to use their fucking turn signals.
Well, that's what's up.
Yeah. Everybody waves at you. I don't know any of these people. They're like, how you doing? I was like, why do you care?
Listen, here's the thing. I think if we... I'll keep spreading the word. The tough part is, like, I have a couple friends who still are doing this competition. I'm air quoting competition. But I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but it's just not real. Listen, anything that calls himself a chef competition and the mom next door can jump in there and just say, I'm a chef? Fuck you.
It's pretty much, yeah. I saw a lot of, like, I'm an avid home cook who's aspiring to be a chef or a home chef. And I was like, you know what my home chef was? I call her mom.
Right.
So,
nah.
Well, that's the bottom line. That's how it goes. Yeah.
It is what it is. I'm a little salty about it, even though I tell everybody, you know, don't be salty. But at the same time, I see, like, a lot of my friends are in this. And I'm like, fuck, we all got fucking swindled. And I feel for them a lot, you know?
Well, I mean, immediately, I just want to point out that I called it from the beginning. And anything that people have to pay money to vote, it's a popularity contest, it's a marketing blitz. They use your social media and your other things to sell to other people. They get your information and they sell it, you know?
Oh, yeah. Chef, you know me.
Hey, Chef Zip, Chef Zip is chiming in. Man up, big pussy swims with the fishes.
Ooh, I love it.
No, he's right. Look, anytime you get a good fucking reference to The Sopranos.
Sopranos reference is fucking amazing.
We gotta get fucking Carrie to come hang out with us one day on this program. Carrie, we're gonna do that soon, brother. Chef, you're in. Come for a round table or something. Hang out with us.
Yeah.
Alright, listen, I was trying to get Dan on here to get his feedback on this and see what he wanted to say, but he's not answering the phone, so we're gonna have to get the show moving. Get on down the road here. I gotta
early morning tomorrow. Hear a Dan Liloquy today.
A Dan Liloquy.
I love it. First of all, listen. Things with Dan are serious, okay?
Very.
Very. Here he comes right now. Call me, he says.
We're trying to.
Here comes my weekly.
He's like, first of all, you motherfuckers, listen, all right? Listen, first of all, listen.
The moon is over here, bro, and the sun is here, and in between is us. What the fuck do you
right? Mean? He raps like Master Killer.
That's
like
true.
You don't know what the fuck he's talking about. You know, he's like, you know, this motherfucker comes in on a story.
Look,
he's whoa. Like, I got moon, and I got the sun, and I got ball sweat, and that's all I need in life.
Somebody's getting beat up to join the program now. One of the best good brothers on the planet, Dan, the Spice Man on Instagram, Chef Dan. Dan, what are you yelling about over there?
Yo, you got me fired up. I'm listening to y'all. I'm having a discussion right now with the fam, listening to y'all, and then I hear y'all talking shit. Yes, I might go into some deep shit, but I'm hitting it on another level. Y'all just mad because I'm on a plane that surpasses the world in which we see. The world in which you have to have your third eye going on everything. You're looking at the up, the north, the west, the south, the east. Everything's coming down to the parallel.
All right, Big Dan joined the program there. He'll be talking for a few more minutes.
What's he talking about? Third eye. Only got one.
Yo, he was so fired up.
Oh, man.
That's my you ever right seen here. A grown man naked?
The south, the east, the west. You well, plumbed him.
Yeah.
And then I come back after I disappear because, you know,
it was another
world and people didn't even know. They were like, oh, shit, where'd he go? And then he comes back and he's like,
how the fuck did he come back?
Just saying.
I forgot that was an option.
Oh, my God. Listen, Dad. Are we taking these people down? Are we going to burn them to the ground? Or are we going to let them?
Yo, let's. Yo, you know me. I'm get them. Let's go. You know, I'll roll my sleeves up. I'll roll my pant leg up. I'm whatever. I'm rolling it up. Let's
look,
go.
If I call Chef Dan and say, hey, man, we got a problem with Spain. We got to go there and take him down. Let's do it. Let's go. I'm going to tell you, I got my third arm. I'm ready to go. I'm making portals. I'm writing stories. The wind is blowing. There's space in the air.
Listen, Sun Tzu, ready? Sun Tzu and all those other things and art. And there's art, there's war, we're cooking. And there's the East and the West. And you motherfuckers.
Ain't ready.
There he comes in. Ain't ready. Ain't ready.
All right, listen.
I'm in. It don't matter. You got a problem. We're in.
Listen, let me tell you something right now. We're going to decide, because we got to talk about this off the air if we're going to do this or not, because I think part of me really wants to. The other part of me is like, you know what? Let it leave it alone. People will figure it out
just
on their own.
Just do it.
Part of me knows a pig farmer, but you know, let's do this.
What?
What's that even? That's more? A good one. I like that. Part of me knows a pig farmer.
Right? Wow. If my mom had wheels, she'd be a fucking bicycle. Let's do this.
Shit and fall back in it.
If she had one wheel, she could be a unicycle.
Just think about that one. Anyway.
Thanks, Dave. Check it out. Big shout out to our guest Matt Stockman from the club at Hammock Beach joining us here on the program, talking all about banquets and things that have been going on. Really enjoyed that conversation. No, why do you keep doing that? I don't like it.
Because it makes you upset.
It's not good. Like, we're trying to be professional and you're like hammockbeach.com. It's no.
What? You don't like it?
No.
That's pretty. I like
that.
I like that. Do it again, like, one more time so I can hear it, like,
Dave,
without anybody else.
God damn it, Dave. Unfortunately, we lost Dave.
I'm sorry. Hammock Beach. Hammockbeach.com. Go there. It's
look.
Awesome.
Dave's trying to come back. I just hung up on. I can't even hang up on people on Skype. It's ridiculous.
We come back.
That's right. Hey, check it out.
There we go, fucker. All right.
Dave,
we're going to
get
rid of me.
We're going to get your final thoughts next week. We ran out of time, unfortunately, so we got to move on out of here. Hey, don't forget, check out Marley Spoon.
Time limit?
What? Yes. MarleySpoon.com. Let Martha Stewart be your sous chef when you get off work late night. Jeffy, what's that promo code for MarleySpoon.com?
H2O Plum Love Food 40.
I'm not lying. That's a real H2O, promo code.
Plum Love Food 40. It takes about 13 seconds to type in, and it'll be the best 13 seconds of your life.
There you go. Get $80 off your next four orders, you guys. $80 off. You can get some great food to your house delivered. Whoa. Already mise en place out. Late nights eating shit food are now a thing of the past. MarleySpoon.com. Let Martha Stewart be your sous chef. H2O Plum Love Food 40. That's the promo code. Jesus Christ. We got to
get it. No, girl. It's just Plum Love Food 40.
There's no S. Jesus Christ.
And it's 40 because me and Plum are both 20s.
That's right. Combined makes it 40. That's it right there.
And that's why it's the 40.
Yep. That's the way it goes. That's
what
the way
does
it
that
goes.
Mean?
Don't worry about that. That's how
listen, the sun, the stars, the moons, man. You already heard.
I'm very fucking worried about this. How do you become a 20?
Because we're a double 10?
Like, I get it now.
I'm like, there's dime pieces, and then there's the 20 piece. They got the rack, okay?
Make sure you get that shit with honey mustard. Not honey mustard, 40? The hot mustard sauce. That's the one you want. Ladies and gentlemen, please remember in the meantime and in between time, food is one of the most important things we have in life. Everything important in life revolves around food. Let's give it the time it deserves. We'll see you next week. Peace.
I'm the tower of power, too sweet to be sour. I'm funky like a monkey. Sky's the limit, and space is the place.
Thank you for listening to Plum Love Foods Live. See you next week, good brothers and sisters. Do you think I'm crazy? I'm gone.